That was a toothpick because we've been eating meat, and it's another edition of the Shooting USA podcast. This easy. It's a new endeavor. We've got lav mics instead of the mixers and the headphones and all of those things. We're outside. We're mobile.
It is amazing.
Isn't that something?
Awesome. This is great.
My guest is Scott McGregor. If you've ever watched an episode of Shooting USA, you'll recognize him. This is a special edition from the Hornady pandemic in the heartland. This time, it's extra special for Scott because, Scott, you've invited your son.
Oh, it's been amazing. It's been amazing. It really has. My boy is 12 years old, and he's been watching me shoot for years now, and he knows that I travel and shoot and things like that, and he knows I have a great circle of friends in the shooting world, you know, in the shooting community, and he said to me, he said, Dad, I want to shoot a match. And so I thought to myself, you know, what better match to start with than Zombies in the Heartland?
Well, this really is the one. I mean, it's so well put together. It's fun. It's approachable for every shooter at every skill level. And it's really designed to get new people. It's, you know, we've been telling the story for years. It's bring what you have and just have fun. And that's what this place is about. And Josh McGregor is doing that. I've been shooting alongside. It's been fun to watch the last couple of days.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, a lot of proud dad moments.
Josh McGregor is here. Josh McGregor is about to make his first appearance on the Shooting USA podcast.
Come here,
stand
buddy.
Between
right
us,
here,
right here. Ladies and gentlemen, Josh McGregor, the next generation of McGregors and multi-gun. Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
That's super cool.
Yeah, we've had a great time. Josh has always liked to shoot, and we've always had him out. I think the biggest thing for us has been to teach responsibility and to handle firearms responsibly in our home. And we've never had toy guns.
Right.
We've always had, we've had blue guns.
Right, sure.
You know, we've had blue guns so we could, you know, work on technique and things like that. And they've always paid attention, and Josh has watched, and he's done a real good job of, learning safety and muzzle awareness and finger discipline, you know, trigger discipline and things like that. So we figure we'll get him a chance to come out and shoot the pandemic, especially coming here. I mean, geez, it's just such an awesome place to be.
It's the perfect spot to do it. And, I mean, we've been blessed with this great weather. It's blue skies again. Saturday night, day two, the two long days are over. We've just got a couple of stages to shoot tomorrow, and we're finished. Yep. You made an interesting point, and I want to touch back on that because I parallel that also as a dad. We don't do any realistic toy guns in our house.
No.
And, the boys for a time were interested in airsoft, and I said, no, we're not going to do airsoft because airsoft are meant to look and emulate real guns, and at the same time, you're going to want to shoot each other with them, and that's not proper firearms handling. We even go to the extent of practicing proper firearms handling, muzzle discipline, finger discipline with Nerf guns. And
sure,
they lost interest in Nerf guns pretty quick. They're like, well, you know, we'd rather shoot each other with Nerf guns. Well, no, boys, because we're leading up to actually shooting real guns in a competitive environment. We're not going to start training the wrong way. So
yeah,
it's an interesting thing.
We've done that to a certain extent. I must say that on the Nerf side of things, we do have an occasional free-for-all at home.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can't say we're 100% anti-Nerf, no shooting each other with the Nerf. But
we know the difference.
We do, yes.
We absolutely know the difference.
It's readily apparent, whereas with airsoft it isn't. So
absolutely.
Interesting and fun, good times. Tell me, you know, your impressions of the match and the way they've laid it out this year. They've done a few things a little differently.
Well, you know, at this match, they've always had it laid out to where it accommodates everybody. You know, they have the amateur side. Well, we have Josh shooting as an amateur, so I can yell at him. I mean, so I can coach.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. I'm trying not to, you know, be too bad about that. But he does a fairly good job. And I tell you what, the staff has been outstanding.
Yes.
When you tell him that, when you tell him that Josh has had a, you know, this is his first three-gun match, and I want to kind of be there and kind of be overbearing and things, and I know these guys, they look at me and go, okay, we'll take care of
it. We got
him. And I go,
yep.
Okay.
Well,
and then, you know, they're very helpful and it's been great.
You know, as a dad, you've taken the plunge, and as your friend and also as a dad, I'm watching very closely how it's going for you, and I'm anxious for you. I'm in lockstep in that we're all here to make sure that Josh is safe and having a good time. And at the same time, I'm envisioning myself in the next year or 2 years taking that same plunge with my boys. So exciting times, man. It's fun to see.
Have you seen any indication of being like a, you know, overbearing helicopter dad?
I don't think so.
I'm trying not to.
But there were a couple of moments this morning where you hollered at him to hurry up, reset a target, and he was over there flip-flopping around with play birds and whatnot, and you gave him the hurry up and hurry up and get your shotgun and things like that. So
Well, you know, it's you know, you got to be accustomed to getting ready for a stage and things like that, and knowing your order and the lineup, and you know, he and I have a great relationship where he knows how I can be rather blunt at times.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he knows it's not a personal thing. It's just, hey, let's look at this, let's do this. And mm-hmm. he knows, you know, we just have a great time together. He's such a great kid. And, you know, I just love seeing him learn and grow. And it's been a real blessing as far as that goes, watching this progress. Because, you know, shooting has been such an important thing in my life for the last, you know, 15 years
mm-hmm.
that, you know, it's really gratifying and it's a ton of fun.
Well, you mentioned earlier we were sitting around kind of having snacks and veggies and stuff before dinner, and he conks out on the kind of on the mat underneath in the shade there where we were all sitting, and you know, I looked at him and I said, man, what a great feeling it must be to just be comfortable and be able to just, you know, be around a group and just hang out and lay down. And you summed it up in one word. You said, yeah, it's tribe.
Absolutely.
And for me, I'm just thankful to have that access and to be a part of it.
So
it's a beautiful thing. It really is.
And who else would you want your kids around than a group of shooters and a group of folks that come out and enjoy, you know, shooting and are able to do it safely and have fun, and they're, you know, everyone's enthused.
Yep.
And, you know, we have a pretty much, I guess, say a good majority of our friends are, you know, mutual friends.
Agreed.
And things like that. And they, you know, what a great bunch of people to be around. And that's another thing here that it's been fun to have and to introduce him to folks, because of the way that this schedule is here mm-hmm. at the pandemic. You have people coming in the morning and shooting, and then when they get towards the end of their four stages, everyone else is showing up for their shift
for the afternoon.
Right. And man, you're talking to everybody. You get to talk to people who are, you know, who are new shooters, who have been shooting a while, who are the, you know, in the amateur side or on the tactical side or whatever, and man, there's a ton of interaction.
Yeah,
you know?
It's neat, and it seems like there's a core group of people not only participating but the whole staff, everybody the same over the years, and it's like, hey, it's great to see you again. It's almost like a big reunion.
Absolutely, really absolutely. Really, and then neat. You get that element of the new folks who are able to be exposed to such an awesome event.
Yep,
it's a fun deal for sure.
Well, this is one not to miss. If you look ahead into 2019, look up the Hornady Pandemic in the Heartland and get out here to Grand Island, because this is one of the premier multi-gun matches in the country.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Absolutely. It's worth the trip for sure. We drove 12 hours from Utah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not easy to get here. You know, we two airplanes and a 2-hour drive out of Omaha, but we got here, so it's good. All right. Well, that's the inaugural Shooting USA podcast with the new lighter weight gear. I hope we check it out, and it sounds all good. And
I'm impressed.
Go. Hey,
I'm impressed. The fact
technology.
That Phil Strader and Rob Latham got to do this too.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah. They were the we that was last week, the Yankee Cup, and those have kind of kicked my butt in gear a little bit to add more content to the podcast. So I'm going to try to slim the gear down to what we have here and bring it with me as much as possible, and grab as many of the people from the shooting sports in the industry and put them in front of you on internet television and internet radio. So that's my job.
More exposure, the better. It's fun to get to talk to everybody. And Phil Strader, you got that plug, right?
So yeah, remember Phil Strader?
Yeah, P365. Yep. I'm in the market.
That's a good one. Scott's looking for a P365, Phil, if you hear me. That's awesome. We'll have more from the Pandemic in the Heartland 2018 and Hornady's big match.
Take
See
it
you
easy.
Then. And it's recording. Just like that. My next guest, the now famous as of yesterday, Josh McGregor. Josh, welcome to the podcast, sir.
Thank you.
I enjoyed very much watching you shoot your first multi-gun match. How did it go for you?
It went good. That's what my dad says. I don't know if it went good or
How
not.
Do you feel about it? Separate from what your dad says and all of that, you went through all 10 courses of fire just like the rest of us. How do you feel? I mean, what was your reaction?
It was fun.
Yeah?
Yeah. My dad likes to coach me. I don't like it when he does that. But
that's a tough thing because here's, well, let me tell you this. Let's back up from that because I understand what you're saying when it comes to having your dad coach you. But I think you have an asset in the level of experience and more so the ability to really analyze and give good advice that your dad has, because he did that with me for a number of years. Back 2012, 13, 14 years when he and I were shooting together all the time, he fixed a lot of problems that I have, and he gave me a lot of things that I still carry forward and do when I'm shooting multi-gun. So I know it's tough because he's your dad and he talks to you every day about every little thing, not just multi-gun, but he knows a good deal, as you know. You saw him shoot that final stage, one for one with the rifle, three off the strong side and three off the weak side.
Yeah.
That was pretty rad. How'd you like that stage?
That was good, but on my weak side, I can't see out of the scope, so I had to use my offset.
Right.
On the further targets.
Right, that's kind of challenging. 100-yard targets with a offset red dot. That's a toughie. Yeah.
It wasn't even a red dot. It's an iron sight.
Oh, just an iron sight. Oh, wow. So even worse. But you made the hits, yes?
Yep.
Attaboy. So, you feel like you'll do it again?
Yes, definitely.
Could you imagine finding a friend back home and telling him what this is all about? And what do you think? How would you do that?
So, at home, I've got a lot of friends that want to, like, do what my dad does.
So, guys already interested in it. Okay. Yeah. Any chance of getting any of those guys involved? Maybe doing a club match at home or something like that?
Yeah, I could get a lot of them involved.
That would be super cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Because then not only are you shooting a match with your dad and all of your dad's friends, maybe you bring a couple of your friends along and now it's a completely different scene, right?
Yep.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, it would be.
Awesome. You talk to mom and them at home?
Yeah.
Tell her how it's going?
Yeah.
Tell her dad's coaching you a lot? What'd you tell mom? How'd she react?
So, we call her every, like, meal, basically. And when we call her, we tell her how we've done. So, the first day, I talked about how I burnt my hand on the first, our second stage.
Yeah, the shotgun stage. Yeah. I burnt my hand that there too.
Yeah.
That was a tough one. I don't even remember how many shotgun rounds I fired on that stage. I think I had 40 on me, or 42 on me and 9 in the gun, and I came back, I think, with 6 left over. So I shot a lot. Yeah, my gun got hot too.
Yeah, and she asked how bad it was and just stuff a mom would do, like, if your kid's hurt, how bad it is, and she's good at mom.
Yeah. Well, she's supportive, too, because, mom. You know, because dad's been doing it a long time, and she knows it's good fun, and she knows it's good people and all of that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So what's next for you? Heading home is summer. You're out of school, yes?
Yeah.
Good?
I'll go home, do some football stuff.
What position you play in football?
I play linebacker.
Really?
Yeah.
Your diddy played linebacker too, didn't he? Or was he a lineman?
He was a lineman.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Fun. So football in the summer, and then I think you told me you're rising as a freshman or an eighth grader? Seventh grader. I'm sorry. Okay. Rising seventh grader, came out, shot his first multi-gun match at the pandemic in the heartland. This is the place to do it. This is the place for the new shooter. Agree?
Yeah.
Attaboy.
It's fun and it's easy.
And it's good times, and there's good prizes, which it's about time for us to head for prizes. So stay tuned for more.